brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi everybody, I'm Matt.
I'm Justin.
I'm Shirley.
And welcome to the Nerd's Domain Podcast. This week we're talking about Riddick. It's an amazing movie review. So, this marks the first movie outside of our movie summer movie draft.
You mean this one wasn't on your list of things?
Nope. We got an email from Niles from the Dystopia Boys kind of about the draft. So, let's talk about them for let's read that, and then we'll talk about the draft for a minute, and then we'll get into the movie. Niles says, "Hey, survivors, Wendell is flying, and I'm busy getting ready to leave for New York for a couple weeks. We can't be there in person or voice, but I hope this email will do. Sadly, my two films couldn't carry me over the top, but not a bad showing, huh? Wendell, however, expected Planes to do a little better, but was only a little upset that he got second to last, partially because he beat you out, Matt." Fair enough. "Good work, Justin, on taking the crown, and John, you sneaky monkey, you slipped past me by a close 15 million. Shirley, did you see End of the World yet? So good. And Matt, what can I say? It was an epic battle. You don't have to feel like a lone ranger. Way to let the White House down. Okay, I'm done picking on you. Thanks for letting us be a part of this, and we hope to battle again in the fall. See you on the other side." So, you guys all suck.
Aw, we miss you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Some of us are winners.
We were happy to have Wendell and Niles join us for the winter draft, or for the summer draft. It was unfortunate that they were so busy over the summer, but it happens. Jesse, we haven't officially ended the draft, but you are going to be taking home the trophy next week. Let's
Yay!
Just be honest. Yeah, you've got it in
Yay!
Hands. We'll have to take a picture of that and put it up on the website.
Totally doing that.
So check out the Dystopic Boys Radio Network on iTunes and all that stuff. And they've got the Dystopic Radio Network website over on the internet somewhere. And winter draft is coming up. The winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Uh-huh. It should start sometime at the end of September. I'm going to nail down some dates, but other than that, I think we're getting ready. And we should be looking at a winter full of something.
Wow.
The winter draft is a little different. It will run early October until Christmas Day. And that will be the end of it.
But winter doesn't start till December.
Yeah. Baseball is played in the summer, except for the whole World Series, which is played in October. So, we will be starting the winter draft soon. It's a little different on how it runs, only because these movies will not make anywhere near what we made on the other stuff we did. But it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Aren't you guys?
Yes, I'm looking forward to winning.
That's the
right
answer. What?
I forgot to pull up my notes.
Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get right into this movie. This was directed by David Twohy. He has directed Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, The Arrival, and Below.
What's Below?
It's about a submarine. I don't know. And according to IMDb, this movie is starring Vin Diesel, Carl Urban, and Katie Sackhoff.
Yep.
Except it's not starring Carl Urban. He's just like a cameo for.
Oh, is he the one from the second one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, Riddick. Left for dead on a sun-scorched planet, Riddick finds himself up against an alien race of predators. Activating an emergency beacon, a beacon alerts two ships, one carrying a new breed of mercenary, the other captained by a man from Riddick's past. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, real quick, spoiler-free, what'd you guys think?
I highly enjoyed it after you forced me to watch the horribleness of the second movie that had nothing to do with this movie.
I didn't force you. I told
you.
You
said
it
would be
it.
Wise to watch the second movie.
It was wise.
It was not. It was the whole 5 minutes was all that mattered.
They could have taken the whole second movie and montaged it right before this one, and everything would have been fine. Yeah, you're right.
But I absolutely love this movie. It was great. It's
where's the character development, Jesse?
The character development was ironically not with Riddick, but with the mercenaries that came after him and his companion.
Yeah.
I guess if you're a giant badass like Riddick, you can't. Develop your badassery.
He was the monster. they don't typically have
character
development.
Well, but that's... He did in Pitch Black. Or at least
really
he got character reveal.
He wasn't that bad.
Okay.
He did Harsh Tactics. He was the alien in Alien in this movie.
Okay. So, Shirley, what about you?
I liked it. I keep, you know, as we go through and watch more and more movies, I keep finding, like, all of the, I don't know what they're called, but, like, I realize with this movie that usually the protagonists, it's a trope, and usually the protagonists, if they have an animal, will
Oop,
get
we're staying, hurt. We're staying spoiler-free.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Are?
Yes, I
yes.
said spoiler-free.
Okay, see?
All right, so Shirley liked it.
I liked it. It was good. You should go see it.
As for me, I enjoyed it. I will say that it's a pretty good movie. It's rated R for a reason.
Silly reason.
Yes.
No, I mean, there's a lot of F-bombs. And
there are,
some...
but the other reasons why it was R was non-needed. And I like that.
That's
but...
why they put them in there, is the scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
So.
Can't you guys explain that to me?
Scuttlebutt?
Yeah.
It's what you say.
Yeah, but what it means, like, to scuttle a ship.
Okay, let's stay on.
Like...
No, let's stay on the
okay,
the...
never mind.
So, we liked it. I did like it. If what would you give it, Jesse?
4 out of 5. It has problems.
Okay, Shirley?
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
I'd give it a good 3.5 out of 5.
The thing is, it wasn't. Oh, well, I feel like it wasn't Riddick.
I feel like this
like,
was...
Like, you're
going to
get
two,
into spoilers, right? Because, careful.
From the first two movies, he just didn't seem... It was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
The second movie was not Riddick. This was Riddick. The
okay.
This was the first person. The second one was Conan in space. It had nothing to do with Riddick. What did it have to do with...
And what
with,
are you... Are you basing that
with,
on the comics?
With,
or
no,
what are you basing that on? 100%
the movies. Pitch Black. What does...
Yeah.
What does Pitch Black 2 have anything to do with Pitch Black 1?
There's no Pitch Black 2.
Whatever it's called. What is it called? I just watched
Chronicles of Riddick.
What does the Chronicles of Riddick have to do with Pitch Black besides a character name?
But that's it. It's chronicling his life and where he's been and what he's been through. So you can say, like,
it really
Pitch
is
Black,
Conan in space.
It doesn't...
Whatever.
There was no character continuation.
Well, no, let's.
Like.
You know what? We'll, why don't we get into that after we get
yeah.
into our spoilers?
Anyway,
but
yes,
real
yes,
quick,
yes,
before
yes.
we get to our spoilers, hey Jesse.
Yes.
Do you like Call of Cthulhu?
I do.
Have you ever played Call of Cthulhu?
A couple times.
I like yeah. Call of Cthulhu.
Well, is your name Jesse?
No.
I'm talking to Jesse. All
right.
So you you like Call of Cthulhu? Have you played any good Call of Cthulhu games recently?
Recently, not that I can. Think of.
I swear.
You did say good.
I will come over this table.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this something you could share with your friends?
It is. I believe they do something called podcasting about it.
Oh. So there might be a... What's the name of our podcast?
Which one?
The Call of Cthulhu one, Shirley.
Mask of
the one we're doing an ad break for. I put it in the show notes. We're doing an ad break. Why aren't
you... I know. Because you're asking...
Masks of what?
Rhetorical questions.
Masks.
Not rhetorical questions.
I thought you were
saying rhetorical questions. The masks of Gnarlthep.
Anything said on this podcast cannot be viewed as the viewpoint of Nerds Domain LLC. Thanks, Shirley.
What is it called?
Masks of Gnarlthep.
Gnarlthep.
Yes. Okay. So we have we have another podcast. You should go check it out. Also, we are doing Kickstarter podcasts now where we interview people.
Did you know that, Jesse?
No, I had no idea.
We just talked
yeah.
to Mimic Miniatures, and they make miniatures with your face on them. It's kind of awesome. Check them out on Kickstarter, and we'll get back to our regular scheduled program.
Oh, what was your... You did a starter.
Yeah, I did. It's a 3.5.
Yeah, I was listening.
So, we'll go ahead and get into a little bit of spoilers. You guys, if you don't want to hear spoilers, you should probably stop listening, but here we go.
We're
going to
spoil the whole
spoiler.
Thing. There's no little bit.
Yeah. Let's look at the three movies real quick. We're gonna dissect these movies. First movie is about what? Just broad stroke.
First movie is about a person who escapes...
Nope, you're too far. So, the first movie is about a group of people trying to survive an evil monster.
One of which is a convict.
By getting another evil monster to protect them.
Yes. But okay. He's not really an evil monster.
Hold on, hold on. Second movie.
Conan in Space.
Nope. Spaceship full of evil monsters, because they're pretty evil.
They are.
Shows up, so they go get another evil monster to protect them from the evil monsters. Third movie. What happens?
Evil monster
gets stuck on a planet. People show up because he needs
monsters.
To get off the monster. So he protects those people that are worth protecting. Notice he only protects certain ones.
Yes.
The good guys live at the end.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's the way it is through all of them.
At
so
least in this one,
there's
he does kind of do evilly things.
I don't know about that. Those jerks were going to kill him and put his head in a box. I don't call that evil if you kill him.
It isn't, but he did. That's the way he did it. He was the alien in Alien.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
I mean, he stealthed around and murdered people.
I'm just saying,
stealthily.
If I land on a planet and I'm here to kill you, I'm not going to be like, here's your box, I'm going to kill you. It's freaking Riddick. You get more money if he's dead.
Not if
I thought
you
that
are.
Was cool. That was, yeah.
So. It has the same core. Through all three movies.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, I'll give you that.
So, Shirley,
but
you were saying about...
How long has it been between the movies?
It was 9 years between Chronicles
See,
and this one.
See, that's what was wrong. Like, I realized that after you said it, but...
Yeah,
it
was...
Just, it didn't have the same feel. It didn't feel like it was the same guy. And then he kept making offhanded remarks. And then there was the nudity, and I'm just like...
Yeah,
this
there
is
was.
Not
it felt
like
exactly
the first
like
two
Pitch
movies.
Black, the first movie. Except for the nudity. I don't know where
yes.
the nudity came from. Why did the
yeah.
director who has directed all these all of a sudden go, you know what these movies need? It
you know
needs
why it,
boobies.
Do you know why it was in there?
Because people like boobies?
Nope.
Why?
They wanted an R rating because Chronicles of Riddick
mm-hmm.
didn't have an R rating, and it didn't do very well. Because they couldn't get as bloody as they wanted because they wanted to stay under the R rating.
Oh.
Well, why didn't it just have more blood and less nudity? I mean, it has enough blood
yeah.
in this to get an R rating.
No, it doesn't.
No?
What human blood do you see?
A lot on the ground, I'll admit. It's
chopping a guy's head in half.
Okay,
oh,
there's
yeah,
that one,
that
but that's
was...
one gratuitous scene, that's it.
Yo, but that was gratuitous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was awesome.
It was
awesome. That's the thing. There wasn't a lot of human blood. There was a lot of monster blood. But
yeah.
that doesn't count. Doesn't count.
But did it really need two
the
different
dog?
Points of nudity?
You know what? Why are we arguing about this? We got to see Katie Sackhoff's boob.
I'll agree. It was entertaining.
You guys are so whatever.
But it seemed odd. I mean, it's just
yeah.
out of place on
it,
that part.
It did feel like it was out of place.
Forced. It felt forced.
Exactly. Because that's not what any of his other movies were about.
A prison transport ship and its crew are marooned on a planet full of bloodthirsty creatures that only come out at night. But then they learn that a month-long eclipse is about to occur.
Yep.
That's Pitch Black.
Yep. And the thing is, it very much felt like Pitch Black, like you said,
yeah.
because, but this time it was only these creatures come out when it rains.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm okay with that because it follows a very set, like...
How did... I have a couple problems with this movie. I have a couple problems with this movie. The reason why I didn't get 5 stars. Problem number one. It
Oops.
Took weeks, or... I really don't have that big of a problem with boobs.
Okay.
It seemed out of place, but I enjoyed them. They... It took him weeks, maybe months, to train up to be able to kill one of these water critters. And get to where his immune system was immune to poison, which
right.
I understand that. That was part of it. But still, the fight with the single thing just about killed him.
Because it was in the water. That I think that's an important distinction. Water
still,
is its natural...
He massacred countless of these things. Casually walking through them. I mean, it seems
that
like a big...
Did
I could
seem,
see that. No, that's
I was
a fair
like,
point.
So they're just going to walk through there?
Yeah.
Nope, that's a fair
and,
point.
And
yeah.
problem number two. He gets a big gaping chest wound, which happens. And in strongman movies, you stick fire to it so you don't bleed out. That's
yeah.
what happens. If I ever get a nasty cut, a paper cut or something, I'm going to stick a match to it so it burns out. That's what I've learned in movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Is that a first aid tactic? Is what
these,
I learned from the movie.
He threw this grenade that was phosphorus?
Yes.
And it left phosphorus chunks. The way phosphorus works is you can't put it out by normal means. If it gets
right.
wet, it burns stronger.
Right, and it was
so
raining.
He scooped it up with dirt in his hand, which
yep.
maybe. And then he shoves it in the wound.
Yep.
A flame that will never go out because it is... Hey, with Carter eyes, still. And it is raining, and he's sweating. And no,
here's the thing.
My blood is wet.
He scooped it up with dirt. Knowing, you could see it in his face and his expression that it was hurting him through the dirt.
And you heard it sizzle on his hand.
But when he slaps it on his chest, it goes out.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it burns for a little bit, and then it's gone. It's not burning
for
the rest of
the day. It
burns,
and then he lets it go.
Did he drop it?
Yes.
I didn't see him drop it. But still, it doesn't matter. It would have adhered to him.
Yeah.
And just kept burning. I mean, you don't do phosphorus that way. I understand sticking a torch in a wound is manly. Sticking phosphorus in a wound is a good way of losing
Jesse,
yourself.
When you decide you want to start sticking torches in your wounds, I want to be there. I want to hear you scream like a little girl.
It is on my bucket list.
Do I get... Never mind. Okay, we're going to move on. So, Shirley, you were saying something about the dog.
We were talking about the gratuitous violence. I mean, that's pretty huge.
Yeah, but the...
What?
The dog getting shot in the head.
But it kind of had to happen because the bad guy's got to kick the dog. The bad guy was bad.
I understand.
But he had redeeming qualities until he killed the dog.
And
what were his redeeming qualities?
He had a decent sense of humor. He might have been a little rapesy.
I'm sorry. That word caught me off guard. Rapesy.
What just happened?
We're talking about the bad guy bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, he needed to be kicked in the balls, and it was awesome that Katie sat off.
Yeah, every time he tried to move, he got put in his place. But he kept trying to make moves. I mean, that's a kind of redeeming quality.
He raped the last prisoner over and over again.
And
that's
then
what,
killed
yeah.
her.
And
he
then,
didn't necessarily, his
away.
The crew did. Which is him
no,
also.
It
but
was
it wasn't just him getting rapesy with him. I'm assuming the kid didn't because it kind of seemed like the kid had a thing for her.
He was a reverend.
What is it with Reddick movies and having a religious person in them also? I mean, religion seems strong with these things.
Oh.
But anyway, the dog. I love the dog. I mean, big anime-ish eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy and awesome.
Yeah.
If they made a stuffed animal, I'd totally get one.
Yes, I want one of them dogs.
He's
so...
Cute.
But did you see it coming that he was going to tame one of them? Because I seen
yeah.
it. As soon as he seen
yeah.
the animals, I thought he's going to have to tame one of these things.
But the thing is, when he walked upon them, I was like, oh, that's that one that he was messing with. I didn't realize that it was two adults and a puppy. Like,
oh,
I mean,
really?
Yeah, it looked like they were all the same. And then when he had the puppy, I was just like, oh, okay.
So I really didn't like how he suddenly, like, fixes his leg by twisting it in a rock and
oh,
he was
yeah.
just fine. I didn't realize that Riddick had super healing.
Does he?
He has to have. You don't break your leg
yeah,
like that
reset
and then
it.
Reset it with nothing but a damn rock.
You do if you can shove phosphorus in your wound.
But the thing is,
I can't believe I had a problem with phosphorus in a wound and I forgot about him breaking his ankle and resetting the bone. I feel bad about that.
I think
it happened so early.
A slight problem that I had, well, I didn't. It wasn't a problem, but it's like you don't see the time lapse. Like he resets his leg. He lays in the tomb or the thing that he created.
He finds the puppy,
and then all of the sudden, no, this was before he found the puppy, and then all of the sudden. He's, like, all healed. Because when he goes in, you can see the gash on his face. And his
yeah.
leg
yeah.
is broken
it's
and
kind
everything.
Of clear that a lot
and
of time passes, but it's not
it's,
clear
it's
why
not
much.
Clear enough.
No.
Like,
yeah,
it's,
like,
it's clear that time passes, but
time
it's not clear
passes.
How much time passes and what's going on and this. And, like, it's vague.
When you seen the waterfall the first time,
mm-hmm.
did you see the creatures in the water that were bubbling around in there that he seen when he looked in his vision? Because the water, the rain when it was coming, it was bubbling. But
right.
I thought it was something like it was acidic rain or something he seen coming. It
no,
looked
yeah.
like it was
saw
boiling.
The water because he couldn't find any good water.
Yeah, but when he seen the rain coming, he knew something bad was coming.
Yeah.
And he comforted his dog.
Oh, because when he looked out there, you could see him.
I know. I couldn't actually make them out. I thought it was some sort of super hot rain or something as well was coming.
Yeah.
Because they already played the heat angle once. And I
like
thought, they were...
Yeah, at first I thought the exact same thing, but then when he, like, kind of zoomed in and they were watching it, I was like, okay.
Until they were in there and he basically stated the rain is coming and then what do you think comes with the rain? It finally dawned on me, these guys are water creatures. Why wouldn't they come out in the rain?
Yeah. So.
I was kind of surprised they were all buried under the ground already. Like,
yeah.
What kind of planet ecosystem devolves into that?
His grand scheme for getting off this planet was to bury the fuel cells that requires the ships to leave, right?
Uh-huh.
He knew he was going to have to go retrieve them.
Uh-huh.
He knew it would be raining at this time.
No, not necessarily. He gave them time. He gave them, like, 4 hours?
Yeah, but he had to know that problems would happen. Why didn't he bury them closer?
Because then they might have been found.
Yeah, but
well, and you also noticed that place that he buried them was up off of the regular ground, which meant there was no water hitting it. Like, it was all underneath the giant mushroom thingies.
Yeah, maybe. Still, it seemed like, hey, I hated the tech of the motorcycles.
Why?
Yeah, I didn't like them.
They looked
cheesy.
They're not jet bikes. They're literally jet bikes, but they were not my Star Wars jet bikes.
No, they were 40K jet bikes.
The thing is, they didn't even look like they fit in with the technology.
Yeah.
You know?
They didn't. I had no problem with that.
I did not like the motorcycles.
I didn't either. I was just like, they could have done something different.
Did you guys peg who was going to survive the movie and who wasn't?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I thought that one of the other good crew would have survived.
I thought the bearded bounty hunter would survive because either he would survive or he would die redeeming himself.
Yeah.
Instead of turning traitor at the end. I don't understand why he did that. There was no reason for that.
He's a douchebag.
But there was no reason. He would have still had his ship. He would have been the only one who had his ship.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, the whole movie, it was moving toward his redemption, and then all of a sudden,
he's worse than the bad guy.
Yeah.
There was no reason for him to turn him. He didn't even take Riddick's head at that point. He was just, screw you guys, I'm leaving, and you guys aren't coming with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also wondering what kind of planet evolves creatures with giant tails and eyeballs on their freaking tails.
It wasn't eyeballs. It was just like a rattlesnake.
Right. It had no eyes anywhere else.
It was fake.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it had actual eyes. Yeah, the tail was nothing but a...
It had no eyes. If those were not eyes, then it had no eyes.
I assume the eyes were kind of like the alien in Aliens again. There was a lot of analogies in this movie to Alien.
Yeah.
But it was just sort of the odd head that could house the eyes. I thought the tail was nothing but a red herring.
Yeah.
Which they never used when they were out in the open. I don't know why they didn't use the tail more.
Because they were their
diversionary
whole body
tactic.
Was exposed.
Still,
at that
it would have made a good diversionary tactic. You attack to the left with the tail. I don't think they understood what the word flanking means.
The monsters?
Mr. Bounty Hunter with the funny beard goes.
Mm-hmm.
Riddick rides off with a motorcycle. Funny beard guy goes, "Hey, other bounty hunter captain, you ride ahead. I will take the flank." They ride side by side.
Yeah.
Within touching degrees.
And then one guy pushes the other off of a...
Well, yeah, but that
which
was
which I didn't understand, like, why that happened.
Because he's a douchebag. Batista was a douchebag in this one.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
but
that
he wasn't flanking.
Sense.
Why would he say, "I'm going to flank," and then specifically ride within touching distance of the other guy? Because he was flanking nothing.
Yeah. These are all points you could make.
It's just badly written.
In parts. It's still a fun movie.
Did you think that Johns was going to come back or Riddick at the end?
I was surprised. Yes, I did. I fully suspected that he was going to do something to redeem himself. I was a little surprised when he just rolled him over instead of picking him up and walking with him.
Mm.
But I fully intended him to fly the ship back around to pick him up. Because at that point, the other bounty hunter would have probably have stopped him if he hadn't. He was the good guy, and he was billed as the good guy from point one, basically.
Yeah, okay.
They kind of left it up in the air. Like, he got on the ship, and she was like, "Well, where's everybody else?" And he's like, "Take off." And that's all you see, and I'm like, what?
I would have been very surprised if he didn't swing back around and pick him up.
Yeah. So, I didn't... You know, when he rolled him over, and he didn't say anything to Riddick, and he walked away, I was like, first of all, you guys aren't very close to the ship. It didn't seem like he was close to the ship. So how in the heck are you getting back through all those monsters that you guys just fought through to get back to the ship? That didn't make any sense. That felt like a plot hole to me.
And then
up until that point, John's character development to that point, you see that, okay, I'm not going to make the same mistakes that my son made. And then he leaves Riddick there, and then he doesn't say anything when he gets on the ship. It just led me to believe, like, wow, this, like, turned into something totally different. So I didn't think he was
going
back.
You didn't think he was coming back?
No.
I figured he had to. There was no other way for Riddick to go off the planet. And they were not going to kill Riddick in this movie.
So let's talk about locker tech. See, you build a locker.
Yeah, the bomb.
You put a fucking bomb on the door. I need in the locker. What's the fastest, easiest way to get in that locker? You drill a freaking hole in the back. Good God.
I was like, do they not have torches around there? Do they not have something where they can get into the back and cut open the back of this stupid locker?
And I'm sorry, if I'm a bounty hunter and my bounty hunter boss says, stop, don't move, I don't keep walking into a giant freaking trap. That trap could not have been any bigger. This was not a bear trap. This was like a blue whale trap, for God's sake.
Well, you did see the creatures that were there.
Still. And the stupid explosion only goes out. Like, are 100 ways to get around that lock. This is not the coolest lock ever.
No.
And the fact that if I don't remember my combination, I die? That seems like a problem to me.
I know. I know my work combination for my locker, and I still get it wrong. Every 75%.
I know! You're dead. Oh, God, that all bothered me. That really bothered me.
This is dropping down to 3.5. I'm once again changing my star rating. Maybe 3. I think that's a
good decision. I'm good with leaving it at a 3.5 because these are all small problems. This isn't like...
But the small problems add up.
Yeah. I mean, when you consistently have small plot holes like that...
Well, who the hell builds a freaking safety building on a planet that the monsters come out when it rains and doesn't make the ceiling strong enough to hold them on? How did the monsters get on top of the building?
And the thing is, with the indents that were happening at that time, it looked like there was going to be like a bigger monster, like a monster as big as the building.
He stabs his freaking tail through the wall. Through the wall. How do they not get in?
What was with the Native American-ish bounty hunter who was with the good guys?
Yeah.
He looks at Riddick and goes, I know what's out there. And then he gets stabbed to the chest through the wall.
I mean,
why did he even state that he knows what's out there? If he was going to die that ridiculously to it. I mean, it made no point to the movie to state, I know what's out there.
It felt like they were trying to go for that American Indian mystical, you know, thing. And then it was just one line and he died.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that didn't make sense.
The black guy didn't die first in this movie, at least. He was second.
Once
the monster showed up.
Oh, okay.
Two of the monsters. To the monster that wasn't Riddick.
Just like that, the whole thing bothered me. Okay, so Riddick, it was really over the top. Clearly, Riddick has superpowers.
He can jump really well.
And kick swords.
Yes, he's good at kicking swords.
That sword was friggin' sharp.
It
wasn't a sword, it was a hatchet.
Machete.
Machete. I hear machete's kill.
Oh, God. That was ridiculous.
That's what they do.
Yeah. I kind of want to see that.
Kind of?
I don't really want to see it at all.
I want
to
see it.
The thing is, the only reason I want to see it is because of the cast.
Yeah, have you seen Machete?
Nope.
You need to watch that first.
Machete.
Have you seen... I'm going to go on a slight tangent here. Have you seen Spy Kids?
Yes.
Do you know his character in that?
Yeah, he was the uncle.
His name is Machete. It is the same character.
Is it the same role?
He has come out and said it is the same person.
So what?
This is what he does.
The third movie in the Machete series?
No, he's the uncle.
Yeah.
And that one, so that's all he is. He's just the bubbly uncle.
But he's also a spy
who does things. Yeah. And this is the things he does.
That's kind of awesome.
Okay, I like that. If that's the case, that makes that movie.
He is 100% the exact same character.
I love Michelle Rodriguez, and when she was like, I smell fish tacos, it makes me laugh every single time.
There was another commercial on there I really want to see. RoboCop. I think I'm going to be disappointed with that one.
I think there's a lot of potential disappointment, but I think it looks like it could be good.
His faceplate's not Valentine, the painting black.
I like the black. The black is kind of awesome.
The black makes a lot of sense. It really does, but...
Anyway,
yes, back to this movie.
So, Riddick, Riddick is a superpowered freak. He can jump a lot. He's super strong.
He is super strong.
He self-heals. He's not going to... A phosphorus doesn't melt to him. What else do we have?
He can see
in
the dark.
Okay, did the end of the movie not, like, creep anybody else out?
How did it creep you out?
Because he was, like, a babysitter.
What do you, can you be more specific and say exactly what you mean?
He turned into some nice guy.
When?
At the end of the movie, when he was flying away and they were facing each other, and they said like those like cliche lines, like, okay, let's just not see each other, and blah, blah.
How does that make him a babysitter?
Oh my gosh. That, it's just
because he had feelings towards a female.
No. Oh, no, no, no. I'm talking about not that part, not where she comes down and she harnesses him. I'm talking about, like, the very end where they're both in separate ships and they're talking to each other, and John said something about he's going off somewhere, and he's like, well, where do we go from here? And then he's like, oh, okay. And they say something about Riddick being wanted. And then he's like, oh, let's not bump into each other or something like that.
Again,
and
I don't understand how,
like,
that makes him a babysitter.
It just turned his character from badass to the pacifier.
Except that
he has a mutual respect for the guy.
Yeah,
that's
all he wanted from the guy was for him to not be like his son and have a spine. He wanted his father to stand up and be worthwhile, and he did.
Yeah, Riddick is not really a bad guy. I don't understand why they keep calling him a monster. He actually acted monstrous in this one.
The exchange at the end could have been more macho or something.
I think it was just a bad scene, right? But that's okay. So, Jesse, who would you say should go see this movie?
Somebody who absolutely loved Pitch Black and maybe never seen a second one.
Okay.
I don't have any recommendations.
And you gave it a 4-star rating? You don't think anybody should see this?
I mean, anybody should see it if they like Vin Diesel and they like his acting style and they like the Riddick Chronicle. I mean, I like the second one. So if they liked the first and second one and they like
what if
him
they
in
like
Fast
and
the
Furious,
or they like
what if they like him in the
Pacifier, or, you know, any other film that he's in, which I can't think of. The
was he in the Tooth Fairy?
No, that was The Rock.
Oh, I get them mixed up a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all those white guys look the same.
White bald guys. Anyway,
I love how The Rock isn't white.
And neither
I don't think
is Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the action and everything is real cool. It's a pretty good movie. Oh, like, yeah, I don't even know. I'm just very disappointed that it wasn't like the other Riddick movies.
It was almost exactly like the first one. The second one was such a disjoint from the first one.
Well, the thing is, it was like it in the way that the stories were similar. But the character, because of the 9 years that were between them, it felt like the characters were two different characters. It was like they actually cast somebody else to play him.
So you think
Vin
he was
Diesel.
Too old for the role?
It was 2000.
Too long of a time. Like, I am not the same person I was 4 or 9 years ago. Personality changes. So if I play a certain part, you know, when I have a certain type of personality, 9 years later, when I go back to play that part, it's not going to be
the
same
thing.
In
the second movie, he wasn't the same Riddick at all. He even says at the start of this one, I don't know what happened. I let my guard down. There was no reason for him to accept that role because he let his guard down. That was not who Riddick was.
Yeah.
He would never have trusted that many people.
Right.
He knew the guy, he just said, you're my second in command, was a backstabbing traitor.
Yeah.
If he was willing to backstab and traitor his old boss who he loved, he was more than willing to backstab traitor the man he despised.
Yeah.
Who just took his job from him.
Yeah. Okay, I can kind of see that. Like, he was having a identity crisis.
Yeah.
Something like that. His self-confidence was low.
His self-confidence was too high.
All right.
What do you feel about it?
I like the movie. I would say that if you like action movies with not a lot of thick, deep plot, this would be something to go see.
Had more plot than Pacific Rim.
No, it didn't.
Oh, God.
You know, shut up. Nobody likes you. You stink. If you liked Vin Diesel in this, you might like Vin Diesel in Guardians of the Galaxy that comes out next summer.
Is he actually confirmed?
He's the voice
in that?
Of Groot.
So he is actually.
Yes.
Good, good. At least he's not Rocket Raccoon.
Whatever, Rocket Raccoon's gonna be awesome.
I've never seen anything about this, but I don't know what
that is. I think that'll do us tonight for the Nerds Domain on the Criterion Collection. The next movie.
On the what?
I don't
immediate
know.
Immediate reveal.
Yeah, what
immediate,
she said.
This
Nerds
was
Domain
not a Criterion
immediate.
Collection movie.
No.
I doubt this will ever be on the Criterion Collection.
Nerds Domain immediate movie review. Next movie we're going to see is Captain Phillips. This is a slight change from what we had planned, but unfortunately, we can't do anything about that because they moved the movie we were going to see to December. So,
what was it?
Out of the furnace. So, next month is Captain Phillips. The month after that is Thor.
Yay!
The Dark World. And then the month after that is Hobbit.
I might have to set out the Captain Phillips.
No, you won't.
Why?
That movie has no interest in it.
We can talk about how
bad
it is.
You don't like documentaries?
I made you see.
I like documentaries.
Pacific
this
Rim.
Is going to be in no way.
I made you see Pacific Rim, and it's going to be way better than Pacific Rim.
Okay, you made me watch the sequel to Pitch Black, which I did not have to watch to enjoy this movie.
Oh my god, I didn't make you. I said you don't have to. Man, you're just like John. It's just like having Johnny here. If you enjoyed the podcast, thank god, send us an email. You can email us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com. You can catch us over on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdsdomain. You can find us on Twitter at nerdsdomain. Shirley is at sneds70. Jesse is at J_Kimmett, and I am at Quiet. You can click on our link. Would you let me?
Okay.
Do you want to do the exit?
Oh, we got shirts also.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Josh Shop, for the music, and we're out.